Welcome to Shulchan Machshav on Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family. Leilui Nishmas and Avtoli B'Rabbi Cheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara in the Daf speaks about the idea of Bitul, of the Issur is Mizbatel, is cancelled when it's mixed with Roiv of Heter. And the question, how do you determine it? Rava brings, you could do it B'taimo, you could use a Kfeila Ramo, Minagoy, or you could use Shishim. As we get into the sugis over here of a bitul of a isur, let's bring what the Bnei Yisoschar says regarding the concept of a bitul of a isur. The Bnei Yisoschar writes in two main places. One is in the Chodesh Adar, Marmar based Drush Zayin, and the other place is in the Sefer Devarim Nechmodim on Maseches Chulin. So in the Bnei Yisoschar, he goes on to say that anything tame or wrong comes from what's called the klippus. It's something which is wrong. So if so, says the Bnei Yisoschar, how can it be that I'll have a bitul of a isur? How is it shaykh to take something which is usur, means that it's coming from a bad place, and turn it into something which is mutter? So says the Bnei Yisoschar, because in the Dover Tameh, there is a nitzoitz of Kedusha. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the nitzoitz of Kedusha, of that chaticha, to be mizbayer, meaning to be eaten by it, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezamen that issur will be bottled by roiv, and you may will be eaten by it. So it's the same thing that happens the opposite. When you have dover motor, but it has in it something which is a klipa, which is wrong, so it's not supposed to be eaten, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezayviv that it falls into issur and becomes usur. He says that's why sometimes a behemo will turn to be treifa. The behemo will not be kosher in shechita, because this behemo is not supposed, there's something in it which is not supposed to be eaten. In the Sefer Devarim Nechmodim, the Bnei Yisoschar is much stronger. Because there he says, anything in the world has in it nitzos gedusha. There's gedusha in anything in the world. How will these nitzos gedusha be mizbar? So there in Devarim Nechmodim he says, yes, everything that's tumo has in it nitzos gedusha. But an Adam doesn't have the ability to go mizbar these nitzos gedusha, which are shakua, which are in the tumor so much as there's no ability of Adam to go and fix it. But when there does come an opportunity for a nitzos kedusha to be mizbarer, then a kishbuch is mesoiviv that you have a din of a bitul of a iser. And this mahalach is also brought down by Reb Tzadik HaKoyen in his Sefer Machshavos Chorutz Oischof. He says, the din is ein mevatlim iser lechatchila. One can take a iser and be mevatel it. Only when it happens on its own, so then you say bitul of a iser. And the idea is that Adam doesn't have the ability to be mevarer the nitzotzes gedusha which are in the Isurim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kishe'ola b'rtzoino to come and be mevarer something over here and take kedusha out of the tumo, then he causes, so to speak, for the tumo to be batal, and immediately you could go and eat it. And because he has in the end, it happens through a mistake, through a takala, not through something direct, it doesn't happen to people that are tzaddikim gemurim. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzaddikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzaddikim takol al yodam. Because at the end of the day, it's not glat, it's not straight. But the Maisa, the Bnei Yisoschar, and in the Sefer Devarim Nechmodim, he concludes and says, that therefore a person should not be machmir when you have an iser which is batel. Because if it did happen, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused this to happen, and he made it now, the iser is batel. So that's a simon, that's a, you see from here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Tzitzik Dusho to come and be Mizgale. And he adds, Pshat Api the Shlo. The Shlo says, Kodol Anena Miyagiyoy Yoyse Miyere Shemayim. That's what the Gemara in Brocha says. Says the Shlo, what does it mean? Anena Miyagiyoy means someone who knows the Halacha. He went and learned the Halacha as well, Be'iyun, and he knows all the details of the Halacha. He is greater than a Yeresh Shemayim, meaning he's greater than somebody who doesn't know halachas, and just because of Yira, he says, I'm afraid I'm just not going to eat it. Because someone who knows that this is mutter, it's gadol, than someone who's just machmer. Because sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be machmer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a nitzetzik dusha to come to gilui. When someone is machmer, there's no need to do it, it's going against what Ratzon Hashem wants in this case. So he says, "Ein ze midas chasidus b'mashe anosh kama anoshim noagim silsul be'atzmom shelo lecho mishum machol shaylo shelos chochom." He doesn't think it's the right thing to do. If you have any questions, not to eat from it. So Hadi Rabbi is a mitzvah yoichlu anovim v'izbo. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shulchan Machshava Shiurim, please email shulchanmachshava@gmail.com.